ABC Radio Australia.
The Zaira people in Solomon Islands have been working for 10 years to have their homeland declared a protected zone, but the government is yet to approve their application. The area contains one of the last swathes of forest untouched by logging in the country's western province and is an important site for three endangered animals. But despite their conservation efforts, last month a logging company was handed timber rights on Zaira land. Liam Fox reports.
Gino Herehans has seen the impacts of logging and mining on nearby communities, and he doesn't want them repeated on his land.
The rivers and streams, the seas are all polluted, and the companies are operating in just 1 year, 5 years, 3 years, and they left. The people are so much in trouble. We have seen all this with our own eyes.
Mr. Hans is the son of a chief in Zaira on the southern side of Vanganu Island, and one of the driving forces behind the push to have the land declared a protected area. The remote spot is home to around 200 people, and he says they've been managing their land their way for generations, and they want to keep it that way.
We are so much dependent on our natural resources in the sea, the forest, for the food that we need. All of this comes from the rivers, streams, forests, lagoons, and our beautiful islands.
The push for Zaira to be declared a protected area has been a long one. It started 10 years ago and has involved research to document the biological and cultural significance of the land. One of the people who's helped is Australian National University biologist Dr. Tyrone Lavery.
So I first went to Zaira in 2010, and it was just a transformative experience for me. I'd never seen anything like what I saw at Zaira, the forest that's there, the people and their relationship with the forest.
He says Zaira's coastline is an important rookery for the endangered leatherback turtle. Its forests are home to two endangered mammals only found in Western Province, the new Georgia monkey-faced bat and the giant Vanganu rat, which Dr. Lavery documented for the first time in 2017.
As far as we know, that only occurs on Vanganu. And also, it appears as though it only lives in the primary forests. So it's really dependent on that bush at Zaira that hasn't been logged yet.
Another researcher who's helped Zaira's conservation push is environmental scientist Dr. Simon Albert from the University of Queensland. He says it's hard to overstate the area's ecological significance.
Zaira is literally the last remaining piece of marine and forest environment that starts at, 500 metres below the ocean, across the coral reef ecosystem to the coast, and all the way up to 1,000 metres. We've got an intact corridor of biodiversity that is unlike nothing else that exists in the Western Solomons.
Despite the concerted effort with expert help, the push for protected area status is in limbo, with at least two government ministries, forestry and mining, yet to approve the application. And last month, Gino Herehans says the provincial government awarded timber rights in the area to a logging company. But the Zaira people have appealed similar decisions successfully in the past, and Mr. Hans is confident they'll do it again. However, he says it shows provincial and national authorities give logging and mining companies preferential treatment over landowners.
That's where our question comes in. Does the state protect its people?
And what do you think is the answer to that?
Our answer is that we are disadvantaged.
Dr. Simon Albert agrees.
We've got a governance system that is really designed to enable extractive industries, to enable logging companies to extract the timber resources, to enable mining companies to extract the mineral resources. So for communities like Zaira, it's incredibly difficult to essentially swim upstream against that.
The ABC approached the permanent secretaries for both the forestry and mining ministries for comment, but there's been no response.